Hello, it's Monday, May the 10th, and trust that you are well. And we're in Isaiah, and we looked at chapter 14 last time, but I want to go back to chapter 14 again today, to the closing section that begins at verse 24 down to 32. And here, the first section of chapter 14, Isaiah is talking about the fall of the kingdom of Babylon, which is 150 years, and the fall of it is more like 200 years into his future. But in verse 24, he picks up Assyria, and Assyria is contemporary with Isaiah's first readers. And if you like, what he's doing is saying, if you want some assurance of God's power in dealing with mighty empires 200 years from now, just watch and see what's going to happen in your lifetime. And what's going to happen in their lifetime is the destruction of Assyria. It will collapse. Assyria is the key player. Ferocious in its rule and conquering ability. Records of its wars are that they showed little to no mercy whatsoever. But verse 24, the Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. And so this is a doctrine of providence, that things happen because God plans them and God executes that plan. They don't happen at random. There are no chance events as far as God is concerned. As far as we are concerned, things look haphazard and fortuitous and lucky or unlucky. But in reality, it is the outworking of God's sovereign rule in history. I will break, verse 25, the Assyrian in my land. It's a reference to the fact that Assyria would come down to Judah, camp outside Jerusalem's walls, doing what they typically did in conquering cities, a siege, and starve them to death. And as happened with Babylon, conditions in Jerusalem then, in Isaiah's future, were terrible. And we have records of cannibalism in the closing years of the siege of Jerusalem. But what happens to Assyria, and Isaiah will describe it in detail when he leaves sort of prophecy and starts recording history in chapters 36 and 37. He talks about the angel of the Lord who comes down and kills 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. And that was the beginning of the end of Assyria as a conquering nation. This was meant to give David to give the promise that David would rule, or David's sons would rule on the throne of Judah forever. This is meant to encourage the readers to understand that when God makes a promise, he keeps it every time and without fail. Well, tomorrow we'll jump into chapter 15 of Isaiah, but have a wonderful day.